Tens of thousands of people from around the world flocked to a candlelight service here at the Vatican last night to mark the first anniversary of the death of Pope John Paul II. After joining in the rosary prayer with the crowd, Pope Benedict began a reflection on his predecessor at the precise hour of John Paul's death, 9:37 p.m.
Il primo anniversario.
Speaking from the window of the papal apartment in which his predecessor died, the Holy Father said that though a year had passed, the memory of Pope John Paul II is as alive as ever in our minds and hearts.
Nella nostra mente e nel nostro cuore.
Benedict XVI summarised Pope John Paul II's life with two words, fidelity and commitment, calling to mind the witness of his suffering.
La sua malattia.
He gave suffering dignity and value, said the Pope, demonstrating that man's worth is not in his efficiency or his appearance, but in himself, because he has been created and loved by God.
Ha dato alla sofferenza dignità e valore.
At the conclusion of the vigil, Pope Benedict addressed those gathered in Pope John Paul II's native Poland, who were connected to St. Peter's Square via a live television link.
Mi rivolgo ora ai fedeli che dalla Polonia sono in collegamento con noi.
After an intense day of commemorative services in the country, the Archbishop of Krakow and once private secretary of the late Pope, Cardinal Stanisław Dziwicz, thanked Pope Benedict for his continued recognition of their caro Wojtyla.
Mi è caro far giungere i grandi grazie di Cracovia e della Polonia.
The presence of the 10,000 Polish pilgrims waving their red and white flags in St. Peter's Square among the crowds praying and singing mimicked those final moments 1 year ago when the world kept watch. Earlier Sunday, during his Angelus address, Pope Benedict XVI also recalled the legacy and final days of suffering of Pope John Paul II on this first anniversary of his death. In his Angelus address, Pope Benedict described how his predecessor lived out his mission to guide the Catholic Church until the very end.
And since the first anniversary of the death of Pope John Paul II, let us commend his noble soul to God's loving mercy and pray that his tireless service to the gospel will bear even more abundant fruit for the Church's growth in the faith, hope and love.
Pope Benedict said John Paul II could be most remembered for one of his first messages a few days after his election on October 22, 1978, throw open wide the doors to Christ. That appeal, said the Holy Father, embodied John Paul's entire 26-year pontificate, particularly during his many travels.
Christ offers you a friendship that does not disappoint, a fidelity beyond compare.
This call of the late Pope particularly sought its way to the heart of young people on their journeys, as those in queue to visit his tomb told us yesterday.
It was encouraging to know that we were able to be there with all those people and united, but all I could think about was take courage, be not afraid, and knowing that the legacy that he lived is being lived on.
The Holy Father challenged young people to live a life that people think that can't be lived.
Pope Benedict agreed with these youth that John Paul II left a deep mark on the history of the Church and of humanity, ushering the Church into the third millennium. But if we turn to his enormous legacy, we must observe his focus on peace-building and justice-seeking. Director of Caritas, the Church's International Coalition of Catholic Aid Agencies, Duncan McLaren, explains.
He changed our whole attitude towards the area in which Caritas works, the area of poverty.
Where there is no justice, there can be no peace.
John Paul II was known for opposing any war. He opposed, for example, the US-led invasion of Iraq in 2003.
I vescovi iracheni.
Yesterday, Pope Benedict launched an appeal at the end of his Angelus for Catholics to pray for peace in Iraq in an initiative launched by the local bishops for Monday and Tuesday.
Il dono della pace in Iraq e nel mondo intero.
Pope John Paul II's quest to protect human rights stemmed from his own experience in his native Poland. He went on to become known for his role in toppling communism in Eastern Europe. Fellow Pole and friend Zbigniew Nosowski is a historian who acts as an advisor to the Pontifical Council for the Laity.
His role as SP spiritual godfather of political changes that took place in Central and Eastern Europe of the fall of communism is widely recognized even by people who are not believers.
Yesterday it was announced that the first phase of John Paul II's cause for beatification has been completed. Postulator of the cause, Monsignor Slavomir Odder, released a statement saying that the diocesan or rogatorial investigations have been completed. Now Monsignor Odder can take the next step of discerning the proper miracle, for which he gets assistance from thousands of people across the world every day.
Most of these letters presents graces received by the intercession of the Pope. Some are particularly touching and moving.
Commemorative celebrations will come to a conclusion as Pope Benedict XVI presides over a memorial mass in St. Peter's Square at 5:30 this evening.